This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the big question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Lots of things going on. This is Grievance Tuesday. Grievance number 10 by New California against the government of California. It's a big day. Grievance 10. We only have 30 more weeks of grievances to grieve against the government of California and the current reign of terror that is wreaking havoc amongst millions of Californians and American citizens. The reign of terror continues. And we stand steadfastly against the reign of terror of the current sitting governor and the monoparty system, which is wreaking havoc all across this great state. And soon to come to your state, I might add, if you don't stop it. So anyway, on those cheery notes, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And the rebellion is growing. The revolt is growing against the rebellion, I guess you can say. And I say that because today, it looks like Orange County, California, not only do we have Aliso Viejo, Los Alamitos, and other cities in California that are standing up against SB 54, which is, of course, the sanctuary state law that was passed by the monoparty system, which includes Republicans, of course. Well, they call themselves Republicans. I know the rhino thing. That's worse than that. When you fall over onto the other side, and you become part of the tyranny, you're no longer any party system. You see, we're supposed to have a Republican form of government. in California. It's guaranteed. It's a guarantee clause of Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, and it's not being guaranteed at this point in time. That's why there is a growing revolt against the rebellion of California. Get it? Anyway, California is in, well, revolt against itself, as it should be. Cities, municipalities, and now Orange County, California, one of the largest counties in California and in the nation, has decided to, well, take it upon themselves to take up the issue of SB 54 tonight at the Orange County Board of Supervisors. They are going to act to join the federal lawsuit against SB 54 alongside the United States of America. That's what they're going to do. They're going to join in on the lawsuit. They're going to vote to do that. They're going to vote before that to pass an ordinance. I guess a statement, if you will, that says that they're going to condemn and they're not going to enforce the laws of SB 54 and the governor, the tyrant, if you will, the tyranny that's being rained upon them by the 16th year governor of California. Talk about a career option. 16 years of tyranny by Governor Brown. Jerry Brown, been the governor 16 years. Did you know that? A lot of people don't know that. They don't understand it. They say, how can you do that? You have laws against sort of thing. Yeah, we do, except for the one law that they passed as a constitutional amendment back in 1990 that provided one opportunity for one guy to go 3 and 4 terms. Yeah, that is back in 1990 that was put in place. And that's how he got in. One simple little statement on a proposition back in 1990 allowed for Jerry Brown to slip through and get, what are you calling? Guess what? A 3rd and 4th term. Never before in our nation's history have we seen such things. Now what we have is another step in the right direction, in my opinion. And that is coming from the Orange County Sheriff's Department. Now, this is, I find, very, very interesting that we've got this sort of thing going on with the Orange County Sheriff, who many people loathe the Orange County Sheriff, and they shouldn't. Absolutely not. They shouldn't loathe the Orange County Sheriff. The Orange County Sheriff is doing a fine job, especially when you consider what is going on right now by the Orange County Sheriff. This is from the Orange County Register, as of this morning, by Roxanne Koptman. From the Orange County Register, the Orange County Sheriff's Department. This is hot news. The Orange County Sheriff's Department, whose leadership opposes new California sanctuary law that limits cooperation with federal immigration officials, announced Monday that it is now providing public information on when inmates are released from custody. Now, this is big. They've never done this before, but this is something that its time has come, basically. And that's what they're saying. As of Monday, March 26th, an existing Who's in Jail online database includes the data and the date and time of inmates released. This is just too good. See, this is the type of stuff we have to have that will take our state back or deliver us from evil, if you will, and give us a new state, New California. And that's happening. I don't care what anybody says. New California will happen. You can sit back and say, oh, it's not going to happen. And you can laugh all you want. You can laugh your butts off. Go right ahead. And you can, listen, you can stay in California. You can have your happy workers' paradise if you wish. Go right ahead. Sit there with the totalitarians. Enjoy your time in jail or being thrown around, being punched, kicked, being attacked by illegal aliens, being attacked by MS-13, because that's all good in the hood, right? That's what Jerry Brown wants. He wants chaos. This is what we have. And we have a monoparty system. You'll enjoy the dictatorship. If you liked Adolf Hitler, you'll love Jerry Brown. Because that's where it's all headed. Oh, by the way, listen, if you're a gun-toting Orange Countyan or Californian, excuse me, Orange County will be in New California. But if you want to remain in California and you want your guns, well, get ready to turn them over to the state because they're going to come and get them. I know. Hey, that's my second. They're going to take your right away. That's what it all leads to, if it's not stopped, of course. So anyway, what we have right now is we have the Orange County Sheriff who says he's going to release, and as of yesterday, actually, he's giving you the dates and times and when people are going to be released from jail. This is unprecedented, but what he's doing is saying, look, we can do something to circumvent the evils of Jerry Brown and the monoparty system by SB 54. What we can do is we can say, look, guess what? We can tell everybody the time and dates when these people are going to be moved or when they're going to be released. It says March 26th, an existing Who's in Jail online database includes the date and time of inmates' release, a move agency officials say will enhance communication between its law enforcement partners. I love this. Hey, you know, there's always a way around illegalities, right? I mean, you know what I find interesting? Is I wonder how many high-capacity magazines... listen, I know. The bright, shining object just appeared in my head. How many bright, shining magazines, high-capacity magazines, have been turned over to local law enforcement in California since the passage of these draconian Second Amendment laws by the California Mono Party? Huh? I bet you there hasn't been one. Well, maybe a few. How many have been confiscated? Doubtful many. He goes on to say, the release date information applies to all inmates, not just those who are suspected of being illegals here in the county. But the goal is to assist agents with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com, leader of the rebellion, newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, so we've got the Orange County Sheriff who is standing strong against Jerry Brown, the governor of California. The Orange County Sheriff's Department, whose leadership opposes the new California sanctuary law that limits cooperation with federal immigration officials, announced Monday it is now providing public information on when inmates are released from custody. As of Monday, this is public information. Why can't they do that, right? They can do it. Absolutely. If you're in jail and you get out, they can tell you when people are going to be released. Now they're telling everybody. This as of yesterday, Monday, March 26th. An existing Who's in Jail online database includes the date and time of inmates' release. The release date information applies to all inmates, not just those who are suspected of being in the country illegally. But the goal is to assist agents with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. This is in response to SB 54 limiting our ability to communicate with federal authorities and our concern that criminals are being released to the street when there's another avenue to safeguard the community by handing them over to ICE for potential deportation, Orange County Undersheriff Don Barnes said. Orange County officials did not confer with ICE before making the change, he said. ICE spokeswoman Lori Haley wrote in an email late Monday that she would not comment beyond what the sheriff has said. I bet they've been talking, though. I bet they've been talking. Says the new state law, dubbed the California Values Act, was recent. What a bunch of BS that. Oh, man, I almost came out with it. I almost. But what a bunch of BS the California Values Act is, huh? Has recently seen a backlash from some Orange County communities. The City Council of Los Alamitos voted last week on an ordinance to exempt the city in northern Orange County from state law. A few other Orange County cities are considering resolutions and other moves to voice their opposition to the law. The Yorba Linda City Council, for example, agreed to file an amicus brief to a lawsuit filed by the Trump administration against California and the immigration-related laws the federal government alleges are unconstitutional. And on Tuesday, March 27th, the Orange County Board of Supervisors is scheduled to consider a range of possible actions, from a resolution to pursuing litigation against the state. Annie Lai, a co-director of the Immigration Rights Clinic at UC Irvine, said the sheriff's new policy is part of a movement in Orange County to either undermine or get around the spirit of SB 54. Do you think, girlfriend? Do you think that's what it's all about, Annie Lai? I think it is, too. I think it's just blatantly obvious that it is. I think it's standing in direct opposition to an unlawful tyrant known as Jerry Brown. Of course, Annie's part of the problem now, isn't she? I'm sorry. It's a great day in the neighborhood. The California Values Act already allows communication between local and federal officials or agencies about release dates of those convicted or enumerated crimes who may be eligible for deportation, Lai noted. This change in policy is basically affecting everybody who doesn't have a serious criminal history under SB 54, she said. Sheriff's deputies, however, will still not be able to assist in an actual transfer to ICE agents under state law. The release information via a long list of names in alphabetical order is now available for anyone who wants to view the OCCD.org website. Now, I am going to peruse it. And here you go. Release. Yeah, it's got all the stuff. Right here, Orange County Sheriff's Department, California. Let's see. Scam Smart, selling items online, news release, distracted driving enforcement in Mission Viejo Friday. Okay, news with DUI. That, you go down here and it's got the entire list of people. Okay, so there you have it. Another one bites the dust in the revolt that's growing in California. The revolt that's growing in California. Just part of the problem for somebody such as Jerry Brown in the monoparty system here in California. Just a few problems. Then there's, of course, the grievance number 10. We will be reading grievance number 10 tomorrow. We still have to go through the 11 o'clock hour Pacific time. It will be read in 13 different counties. Around, one of them is a virtual around California. It's a pretty good document, and it's very revealing, hard-hitting. It's about time. And there's going to be 30 more grievances in the next 30 weeks against this government, against this governor, against the dictatorship, against the totalitarians that are in Sacramento. I just have a feeling it's working. And I just have a feeling the new California will become a reality. I just have that gut feeling. You know, there's no reason why we can't have a 51st state. We can't be stuck on 50, you know. We got to grow. Population's grown. Things are happening. New opportunities ahead for New California. And millions of people. New California, I'll tell you what. And, of course, it will actually, in the long run, help California. Yeah, we're not in this just to destroy California as much as we are to make a better, more perfect union. That's the object here, guys. Don't want to lose sight of that because, you know, we know we got to get rid of the dictator here, the dictatorship. You know, you look back in history, and, you know, I just for a second, you need to study your Constitution. I've been having, over the last 3 days, some running conversations, not battles, running conversations with so-called constitutionalists and people that are really into the Constitution. I get this. And you know, we've had professors call and everything, and they kind of wonder what we're doing with the new California thing. How does it all work? And I'm going, well, it's pretty simple how it works. But I'm still having to walk people through the understanding of Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution so that people have an understanding of what that concept is all about. And in Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution, it says that a new state can be formed from a pre-existing state as long as it basically has a permission of the California or of the state legislature. Okay? Now, what that means is this. State legislature. Didn't say anything about state executive branch or judicial branch. No. There's three co-equal partners in all states. You have a legislative, you have an executive, and you have a judicial. We are tasked, if you will, by the Constitution to work directly with the legislative branch. That means we work directly with the Assembly and we work directly in the Senate in California. There's a total of 120 people here in this legislature. Only 120 out of, you know, that's kind of a problem. The numbers kind of work against them here now, don't they? Now, of that, we figure that of the 120, we've probably got about a good 40 or 50. Nah, not even that many. Good 40 people that are Republican and many conservatives that will go along with them. We know that. So what is the obstacle here? Well, the obstacle is finance. Where these people don't get it, and where we do understand it, is California's really got some financial problems. And we understand that by working directly with the legislature, they're going to probably come along to our way of thinking about how New California will prosper and be able to assist them with their debt issues. Now, failing that, there's the other avenue. And that other avenue is going the West Virginia route, which is the main reason why we are doing grievances, because what we know is what I think everybody knows. California is in rebellion against the Constitution of the United States. The state of California is in rebellion against every American. That's the governor and the monoparty system at play. We'll be back. We'll be right back.
well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency with New Mana Foods. New Mana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, New Mana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, New Mana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose New Mana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase New Mana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with New Mana Foods.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, a little bit of journey there. We love the journey now, don't we? Okay, so CNN poll, Trump approval at 42%, up 7 since February. I hate it when this happens. And his exposure on Sunday night 60 Minutes with the Daniels thing, the porn star, I'm sure has only improved his ratings. 22 million people. I'm sorry. It's just... the Stormy Daniels thing. And, you know, yesterday we were talking about her eyeballs. Oh, my God. The dilation of her pupils. My God. And, you know, this is the problem with all that, of course, is she fell into my realm, which is, of course, I'm an expert at drug alcohol symptomology. A trained expert. Examined thousands of people over 26 years. And that's a problem. That's a problem when I take a look at that. So anyway, the credibility of Stormy is terrible. And the credibility, I mean, obviously, listen, God, think of the prospect. I mean, how look at the ratings coup that CNN and in everybody's head because they can bash Trump. Look at that. Oh, my God. We can make money at bashing Trump. What would happen if he wasn't reelected? Oh, there would be somebody else to kick around, right? Probably not like Trump. Come on. No, they're gonna put Trump's gonna win in a landslide. And by the way, 2018, excluding California, I think is gonna be a complete landslide for the conservatives. That's what I think. It's not gonna happen, Dems. I'm sorry, people don't like you, and you know you have Hillary to thank. You have Barack Obama, Jerry Brown. Listen, I gotta tell you, I sit in the catbird seat in terms of people calling. I mean, I could run opinion surveys here. By the number of phone calls we get daily about people, even from the United States. I had a great conversation with people in Arizona yesterday, a conversation with people in Tennessee, because they Kentucky, that whole area, they don't like Mitch McConnell much over there. Now, that's a different thing. That's another election. But people around the country, they are fed up with people like Jerry Brown. So they see that too. Jerry Brown plays badly around the country. That's why I say, the Democrats have been sunk with Jerry Brown, Pelosi, Feinstein. Feinstein actually has been doing some things lately to kind of shake things up. And it's like a conservative little part of her genome has kicked in. I'm serious. She slammed the Silicon Valley people with a law and with not providing a law that was going to go forward in the Senate. Ooh, nasty, nasty. She's playing nasty because why? The Democrats on the other side, the totalitarians as I call them, the ones that are beholden to the cartels, which is many, of course. See, this is the thing that there is a person that I know who has a substantial business. And it's kind of interesting. This is how it all plays out, guys. And the person has decided that as part of its business model, to get in bed with the marijuana people. Now, I'm not an advocate of marijuana in any way. Sorry, I'm just not. I've been around it too much in terms of the negatives and seen the destruction and the death that it leads to. I get what it does to kids. I've seen the perversity of these in the comments that go on from the lies, the abject lies about the marijuana business and industry that's out there. It's harming generations of kids to come. And anyway, so that's my feeling. I'm sorry, it's based upon my experience. And, some things I just never forget, like the kids that are in drool mode because they've had so much, butane honey oil and things like that, and they're almost dying, and some getting into, we thought were cardiac arrest and being hustled off to the hospital. And I mean, just little things like just little memory chips of all my years, the vast years of dealing with students under the influence and influence indicators. Okay, now, having said that, I'm just not into that sort of thing. And there's a guy who has a business, and he has decided to get into the marijuana business in some way. And so he asked me, what do you think of that? And I said, it's bad for your business model. Absolutely bad for your business model, because what's going to happen is you're going to take the money. You're going to do the things that you're going to provide your services. And you're going to take that money, and then someday, at some point, they're going to want more from you than just your service. They want you to go beyond the services. And I said, at that point in time, you're in danger. And your family's in danger. Everybody's in danger because they realize that for whatever reason, there's something about you they can take advantage of. And so that's happened to my friend, so-called friend. And I've been able to watch from a distance now. And I've told him point blank and his family about the dangers of dealing with the devil. And now that person is desperate. Being made desperate because of his activities involving the cartels in the marijuana business. He still takes money from them, but in order to get that money now, he has to provide other services. And it's those services that are highly illegal, in my opinion. Highly illegal. So you see, I just look at that, people that are in business, in legitimate businesses, and they get approached and they need services, or they are asked to have services by people that are related to the marijuana industry, and sometimes those people in the marijuana industry are the bad guys and related to the cartels. And that's why I said that warning to my friend. And my friend, who's not really a friend any longer, I can't call him a friend, well, he's now imperiled his entire business. He's imperiled his entire family, exactly as I said a year ago. Of course, I don't have any business dealings with him any longer because of that mere fact. I cannot do business with somebody who's engaging in that type of reckless behavior all for the sake of a dollar. To me, it just doesn't work that way. But this is who you play around with under these circumstances. This is the point behind so much about what's going on in California and the rest of the nation. You've got these huge things going on with the marijuana industry. And, of course, who stands against that? Somebody such as Donald Trump. This is something that Donald Trump has not really brought out yet because they haven't started enforcing the federal law, or they're considering enforcing federal law in regards to marijuana. You know, that's the thing. So here we have Donald Trump, CNN poll, approval at 42%, up 7 since February. Somebody who has been an absolute staunch opponent to things like illegal immigration, to things like marijuana. His approval rate's 42%, up 7 on CNN's poll. You know, I love it. This is what happens. It says President Trump's approval rating is now up to 42%, according to a CNN poll. Hello. The poll shows that approval for the president has jumped 7 points overall since February. Both Republican and independent approval have jumped 6 points. 86% of Republicans and 41% of independents now approve of the way Trump is handling his presidency. According to the poll, Trump trails only Ronald Reagan and Barack Obama by 4 points at this point in their first terms. And, of course, that's going to rise. It's going to continue to rise. And, again, I go back to the Stormy Daniels thing. Here's this bad news. Everybody, oh, my God, Trump this, Trump that. And what did we find out about Stormy Daniels and her being under the influence? What did we find out? We found out, well, she's under the influence. Clearly she's under the influence of something, which, of course, has led to what? Most people have... Not only is her story incoherent and outrageous, but she's completely unbelievable. But big ratings on CNN. And the president's approval will go sky high.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
And we're back. We're back. You're on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can email me, paul at a21r.com. And you can also visit newcaliforniastate.com, where the real rebellion is going on. Anyway, newcaliforniastate.com. Remember that. New grievance number 10 is going to be rolled out at 11 o'clock today, California time. Grievance number 10 against the government of California. The monoparty system and the sitting governor of California. 16 years as governor of California. The dictatorship has got to end. And it's not going to end well for Jerry Brown. Okay, so other things going on. This is Stormy Daniels on 60 Minutes is the Al Capone's vault of Trump scandal, says John Nolte. This is from Breitbart. Man, there's a picture of her in Breitbart. And she just, man, she's got all the facial features, like I said yesterday. Plus, you can just, listen, this is a not a close-up picture, but you can see her pupils. Man, are they out there. Anyway, it says, now this is Nolte's play on this. After weeks and weeks of relentless hype from the anti-Trump mainstream media, after endless teases about big reveals, Sunday night's 60 Minutes interview with ex-porn star Stormy Daniels ended up being the Al Capone's vault of anti-Trump news. A big fat nothing. Okay, there you go. Back in 1986, Geraldo Rivera hosted a live two-hour special surrounding the opening of a vault owned by the late gangster Al Capone. After 2 hours of buildup, all Rivera found was dirt, empty bottles, and an embarrassment he will never live down. So, I think that's an important gambit of history. I was not one of those who was so enthralled by Geraldo Rivera in 1986 that I would sit around and watch a two-hour live special surrounding the opening of a vault owned by Al Capone. Of course, Al Capone was very good friends with a certain type of almost communist. Yeah. Anyway, so Al Capone, and Geraldo Rivera, remember that. I did see the clips of it later, and I thought, wow, what a nothing burger that was. And, of course, that's exactly what Nolte is saying here. So this whole thing with Stormy Daniels is a nothing burger. 22 million people saw it, though. 22 million people saw it. Nothing burger. And I'm not the only one. Okay. Another one that caught my eye. This is one that's going to play well. You know, I think I might hold off. No, I'll do it now. I'm not following the script in this segment, by the way. We did a good job for three segments here. Big victory for President Trump. Commerce Department puts U.S. citizenship question back on census. Says, in a historic moment for President Trump's administration, the Commerce Department Secretary Wilbur Ross has announced that a question asking U.S. residents if they are American citizens will be placed on the 2020 census. Ross made the announcement late on Monday evening, writing in a statement. After a thorough review of the legal program and policy considerations, as well as numerous discussions with Census Bureau leadership, members of Congress, and interested stakeholders, Secretary Ross has determined that reinstatement of a citizenship question on the 2020 decennial census questionnaire is necessary to provide complete and accurate census block level data. Since 1950, the citizenship question has not been asked on the full census, leaving the nation without an exact estimate of how many citizens are in the country and how many non-citizens and illegal aliens are in the country. Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach told Breitbart News that the move to put the citizenship question back on the census was a historic victory for Trump's administration and one that will result in more accurate unemployment data and better estimates of the illegal alien population. This is one of Trump's most important accomplishments as president, Kobach told Breitbart News in a late-night interview. This is right up there with Neil Gorsuch being appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Kobach was one of the leading voices in the country for putting the citizenship question back on the census, even writing Ross himself to request that the question be added to give the nation's citizens more transparency on how many non-citizens and illegal aliens are living throughout the country. It allows a sovereign nation, let me repeat that, it allows a sovereign nation to know how many citizens it has, Kobach told Breitbart News. That's the craziest part of our census since 1950. Now we will have an actual count of citizens. That's one of the most basic things a sovereign nation should be able to do, along with enforcing its borders. Kobach has previously explained in detail how the lack of knowledge surrounding how many citizens are in the country has led to the massive vote dilution in states like California and have an enormous illegal alien population. Right now, congressional districts are drawn up simply based on the number of warm bodies in each district. Not only are illegal aliens counted, but illegal aliens are counted too. So you have legal aliens and illegal aliens counted. As a result, citizens in a district with lots of illegal aliens have more voting power than citizens in districts with few illegal aliens. Think of it this way. There are about 710,000 people in each congressional district. But if half of the district is made up of illegal aliens, then there are only 355,000 citizens in the district. The value of each citizen's vote in such a district is twice as high. Left-wing politicians, the Open Borders Lobby, and former President Obama's Census Bureau director have claimed that asking U.S. citizens if they are citizens would be an unconstitutional and a risk. As Breitbart News reported, newly released research revealed that the Open Borders Lobby's claim that foreign-born U.S. citizens would be scared off from answering the 2020 census if the citizenship question was added was unfounded and unlikely. More and more, these folks want to just dilute our citizenship value. Not going to happen. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Time.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Also, you can email me, paul at 821r.com. And remember MyPillow, 800-266-4715. And Agenda is the promo code there. Agenda, MyPillow, Agenda, 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. MyPillow Agenda is the promo code. Also, you can listen to Agenda 21 Radio on Red State Talk Radio. You can also listen to it on your phone by going to area code 605-562-4209. And if you go to our website, of course, you've got players all over the place there to listen to Agenda 21 Radio by way of... Yes, by way of Red State Talk Radio. Now, you'll notice when you go to redstatetalkradio.com that there are various and sundry promotions for New California. And today in particular, because we have grievance number 10 being rolled out today at 11 o'clock Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. Anyway, I'd like to say thank you very much for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And again, visit our websites, agenda21radio.news and newcaliforniastate.com. for all the news and information you'll need about New California and, of course, the rebellion that is growing in California. The revolt against the rebellion. It's going to happen. New California State will become the 51st state. Stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.